Blog Talk Radio.
The day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. With your co-host, Terry Rogers, who is filling in for your host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. Announcement and resources. Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes will start on November the 5th, 2020. You can register now by email, Amazing Grace Ministries, that's one word, AmazingGraceMinistries, at gmail.com. And request your registration form. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it. Text, email, or comment on our lesson page. You can text 309-750-7584, or you can email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Prepare to hear an end time word for this season. During the month of October, we want to encourage and build your faith in the God that delivers. The second lesson in this series is struggling, but I want to please God. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10, and this is the King James Version. It reads, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Hebrews 11 and 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Let's get into the lesson. down but not out during this time of coronavirus, because I still believe. Are you at the end of your rope? Do you feel persecuted, cast down, or tired and weary, feeling the pressures of this time? Do you feel that you are losing the battle? Have you been through the mud, been down and out, or have you been sick and felt like you are not going to get well? Have you cried all night long without any relief? Life has hit us hard. There are problems we are facing that we have never faced before, and it has knocked the wind out of some of us. Social distancing, wearing a mask, and systematic racism has caused extra undue stress, frustration, and anger. Dealing with the injustice of the black and brown communities, violence in our streets, with babies getting shot and killed in police brutality. Then there is the fact that you have been talked about. Your friends have turned their backs on you. People are selfish, and they want to be walking around and not following the rules. Rules of wearing a mask and washing your hands and spreading the virus to other people. The world is only concerned about themselves. It seems where they are lovers of themselves more than God. However, the Bible states that all of this would happen in times. Therefore, in looking at the world today, it's obvious that we are living in the last days, and Christ is soon to come back. The word has spoken it very clearly in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which crept into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. As believers, we still have hope. Even in times of trouble, we are not distressed, not perplexed, not in despair or depressed, and not destroyed. Why? Because of Christ. The word states in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So Christ is there, right on time. He has never left you. When the enemy thinks he's going to count us out, it's like you're in a fight of your life, a 10-round boxing match with Satan, and we are the underdogs. Here is the picture. We have been knocked down, and Satan is counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then it looks like just when the umpire is about to say the number 10, God comes right in on time. Hallelujah. When the man is about to say to you, you're out, God says, not yet. You're still in the fight. It ain't over. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. COVID-19 is a pestilence. And Psalms 91 states this about that. This is the New King James Version, and it's the safety of abiding in the presence of God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the pestilence, perilous pestilence. Now, Psalms 91 and 3, it tells us about the one that catches the bird in a trap or a snare. Psalms 91:6 says, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Let's decree and talk faith. The Bible clearly points to our faith as the most important element in our lives, for without it, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. At the core, faith is an act of trust by which we commit ourselves to someone or something. Even if the thing or person cannot be seen, faith is believing. Believing in the object of our trust. Believing in ourselves. Believing in another person. Ultimately, believing in God. When you define believing, go to the root word believe, and it's to accept something as true, feeling sure of the truth, accept the statement of someone as true, have faith, especially religious faith, hold something as an opinion, think or suppose. Let's also define trust. In the noun form, trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. When you use it as a verb, it's to believe in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of. Faith is so important that it's mentioned over 300 times in the Bible. The first reference to believing in God is found in the story of Abraham. The scripture says that Abraham believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness, Genesis 15:16. This particular step of faith is so significant that the above-mentioned statement is repeated 3 times in the New Testament, in Romans 4:3, Galatians 3:6, James 2:23. Let's read them because faith comes by hearing the word. Romans 4:3, this is the New King James Version. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. When you say accounted, it's imputed, credited, reckoned, and counted. Galatians 3:6. Just as Abraham believed God, it was accounted for him for righteousness. James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Amen. Our relationship with God. In the scripture, Hebrews 11:4 states that by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And through it, he being dead still speaks. Going down to the 5th verse. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:4-5. It is so important that we believe. Mark 9:23, this is the New King James Version. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes, can have faith, which is believing and trusting God, then all things are possible. Not some, but all. However, that does not mean we are not going to suffer. The trials are what builds our faith. 2 Corinthians 7:5-9. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside was fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforts us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation which was he was comforted in you. He told us of your earnest desires, your mournings, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more. Romans 8:35-36. This is the New King James Version. Who should separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written. For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Psalms 44 and 22. Let us be real here. Suffering has always posed a problem for human beings. There are several things that occur to make us suffer, whether it be a disease, an accident, trials, temptation, abuse, or death. So no matter what the suffering is, every person who does suffer has wondered, why me? Why do I have to suffer this affliction? Why are so many of my loved ones dying from the coronavirus? The Lord is saying it's not over until I say it's over. But thank God, I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. God gives us peace. God is the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3, and this is the New King James Version, is comfort in suffering. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. The word mercy means compassion, piety, and mercy, pity and mercy. God is not just the God of mercies, but the Father of mercies. His very nature and behavior towards you is that of a father. He is our Father, who is merciful and compassionate towards his children. Mercies is plural, meaning that God, our Father, does not show mercy just once, but continuously. Romans 12 and 1, the living sacrifice to God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Philippians 2 and 1, unity through humility. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercies, Colossians 3 and 12, this is the character of the new man. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. God comforts you so that you can be a testimony to other sufferers. 2 Corinthians 1 and 4, the word tribulation means to be weighed down exceedingly, to be pressed and crushed. A person having a heavy weight placed on his breast and being pressed and crushed to the point that he feels that he is going to die, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 7. Paul is not only talking about his own trials and suffering, but about ours as well. God comforts all believers in the middle of the storm. His Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, is right here with you to comfort you in all your suffering. God's purpose in comforting you is to make you a testimony to others. God comforts you so that you can comfort others who are suffering or have a broken heart, even in COVID-19. God carries you through trials so that you can carry others through trials. God helps you so that you can help others. God encourages you so that you can encourage others. Isaiah 40 and 1, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. 40 and 1, and this is the King James Version. Comfort ye my people, said your God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14, the King James Version. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them from an unruly comfort as feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. God strengthens you so that you can strengthen others. As people of God, we must live by faith. Hebrews 10 and 38, and this is the King James Version. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, God. any knowing sins and sins that we have not known of, God. And then, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And, Lord God, we thank you on this morning. Oh, God, we have just spoke on struggling, but I want to please God. Lord, you know we are all struggling with something. My struggle isn't anyone else's, and their struggles is not mine. However, God, we all struggle. Help us today, God. Only you know some of these struggles, whether natural or spiritual. Do for us what only a God like you can do. God, you can do anything. You can do anything but fail. God, you said in your words that we have not because we ask. And I'm asking. We are asking. We are believing in you. We are trusting in you and your word. We are looking for our deliverance. We are claiming, decreeing, and declaring in Jesus' name that our faith is made whole. Hallelujah. God, you said we walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to walk by faith. God, we can talk a good talk, but we must walk a good walk. Look on your people everywhere, God. Look on my pastor, the Dr. Byron L. Gibbs, and his family, God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Give him what he needs to stand in these times, Lord. Look on our bishops, our pastors, our leaders, the lay members, God, even our president. Look on him today, God. Help, Lord. We all need your help. Look on Dr. Carey and the listeners, Lord. You know what everyone needs, individually and collective. Supply the need, God. Look on Sister Shauna, God, and Sister Breezander. They lost their mother on this week. Strengthen their hearts, Lord. You know how much we can bear. Look on others that have lost loved ones, the Hobbs, and there may be others that I didn't name. Encourage your people. We thank you for the friends of Sister Banks in San Antonio, Texas, and she is a faithful listener, God. They fought the good fight of COVID-19. God, nobody but you that brought that family through. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for tuning in today to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is Dr. Maria Carey, and standing in today is Missionary Terry Rogers. Again, if something was said that encouraged you on today, let Dr. Carey know. You can text her, 309-750-7584. Again, that's 309-750-7584. She would love to hear from you. Tune in on next week with another exciting lesson. Same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.